11:16 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
Will Minson, we don't know what his future's looking like. Ling Jong, obviously in talks with other clubs. Kobe Stephens as well as Jordan Russell, their captain, who was so good today, hasn't decided whether he'll go on next year. So there's just four or five players, just to name a couple.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
How does Alex Fasolo go from kicking 25-6 last year to kicking 4-11 from set shots? And for Nathan Buckley to absolutely admit he's got the yips. As he says, if the first one goes through, he's great. If not, he's rooted.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
You want to go for a walk, go and buy a dog. Just remember, a dog's not a present. It is a person for life.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Brought to you by Jim's Mowing. New franchise opportunities. Inquire online at jimsmowing.com.au and find out how you can become your own boss. And here's your host, Danny Frawley.
The Ox is he's amazing, isn't he? He's just amazing. Here's BT getting a little mixed up during the week.
Was that a sand in the line moment?
And here's BT butchering another sand in the line moment.
Have you ever seen someone like Joe Danaher that's as quick to get boot to foot? You know, he's very quick at that.
How do you do that?
Well, I guess he's very good at tying
his shirt. You get out of bed and you just whack it on really quick.
Okay, well, just time for a change. Newsreader Tony Taddeo renamed a couple of players during the week.
West Coast Will Schofield has been offered a one-game ban for elbowing Melbourne's Clayton Oliver. Collingwood takes on Hawthorn at the MCG on Sunday. Magpies captain Scott Pendlebury says forwards Mason Cox and Scott Main could be in line for a recall.
Scotty Main.
Dwayne Russell gave us this on Fairfax Radio recently.
You can jump on board if you want to. We need a news headlines break. Here is our headlines reader.
Dwayne's normally pretty sharp.
Good tonight.
I think it's that time of year, isn't it, Hutto? I think everyone gets a little bit tired, but anyway, you've got to lift. This one from last night on the run home. Come on, Marco, pay attention.
Three times the amount of money on the Sydney Swans. Now, I know Melbourne have got some question marks around a few players, but I still think Melbourne are playing well enough to win at home at the MCG. $2.05. I don't mind that. What about you?
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, but Friday night's the big one, I reckon. A lot of interest. I reckon Sydney are good things on Friday night. What have you got for us?
Well, that was the one I was talking about. Melbourne $1.08.
Thank you.
$1.80 to $2.05, and Sydney $2.05 to $1.78.
Sorry, producer was in my ear.
Marco, just get some cotton buds and clean the wax out of your ears, mate.
And I'll blame the producer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just that soft option.
Yeah, he's probably
blame
on the phone.
Blame Ross when you can.
Here he is. Good old Ox couldn't quite spit out his question to Jack Silvani on the run home last week.
I would presume being the son of a your dad.
Oh, no wonder he's having a three-week break.
I reckon we've got a new clubhouse leader.
No, that's right, got to be. That's in the top three.
That's podium finish.
Yeah, that's grand final day. That's gonna. Yeah, that's podium
that's
at least.
That's up there with Moons' bad maths last year.
That's nearly a shoey for Ox there. Here's another one from Ox calling at Simmons Stadium last Sunday.
Up they go. Stanley, good tap down on this occasion. Got it out. Dangerfield's got a bit of space. He works inside 50. He goes onto the trusty left. And misses to the right of the umpire, to the left of him. And as the umpire moved to his right and said, all clear, one behind.
It's on someone's right on it.
That's right.
That's a good effort.
It was a good effort, which reminded us of a couple from the Archives.
I've dug into the Archives, boys.
So Ox struggled with his left and right last Sunday. What about this from a few years back?
Ground level, drops the ball, and St Kilda with numbers at half-back have been pretty good. Clint Jones has got it on that trusty left. Well, if you call it trusty, you're a braver man than me.
And this is a beauty from the big fella.
Game on here, and there's a bit of feeling in it as well. Tutt gets it out towards Cramery and Lyndon Dunn. Dunn wins it on this occasion and gets it onto his left or right boot with his left or right hand. It was unawkward.
And a lot of people driving around and in your garden shed, wherever you are, they heard the end of it. They've just got to hear this one from Ox about talking about young Jack Silvani again.
I would presume being the son of a of a of of your dad.
What was, could possibly have been the problem?
What was wrong with his bracelet?
Son of a star, son of a legend, son of a something.
Oh, no, that's gold from Ox.
All right, great addition of the Shizen Files there. With thanks to Jim's Mowing, new franchise opportunities. Inquire online at jimsmowing.com.au.
That is the winner. I'm drawing a sand in my line under that one.
And find out how you can be your own boss. There's still time, Rowan, for you to come up with something even better between now and the end of the season. Our match preview continues after the breaks. For New Vision Clinics, to lose your glasses, and for Clear Vision, contact New Vision Clinics on 1-800-20-2020.